The Scottish Psychopath!
Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel, this is Kelsey.
The Scottish Psychopath!
No, you're not even Scottish.
I'm Scotch-Irish, that's what my dad said. What does that mean? Who knows?
Big fight announced. UFC 268 is going to main event. Kamaru Usman versus Colby Covington 2.
Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington, arguably the two best welterweights in the world, at least according to the UFC rankings. Obviously, Kamaru Usman is the champion.
Yeah.
And already kind of considered one of the best welterweight champions the UFC has had. And right now, he's number two on the pound-for-pound list. So there's a good argument that he's the best right now, right? Mm-hmm. John Jones hasn't fought in over a year and a half. But listen, he's great. Colby Covington, most people don't like the things he says and does outside the cage. But inside the cage, the dude can fight.
Yeah.
The first fight, Rachel, I watched it. This is the beginning of my MMA coverage, right? UFC 245. What a really, really fun fight between two really good fighters. I'm excited about seeing them fight again. Although, I'll say this, Rachel. I think Kamaru Usman has gotten a lot better since they first fought.
Okay, so would you say this? Two questions. First question. Do you think Colby Covington has been Usman's toughest test to date? In their first fight.
I don't know to the date, but I can say in his championship reign, I think that Colby Covington and Kamaru Usman paired for a really, really thrilling and fun fight that ended up with Usman stopping Covington in the last round. But there were some calls in the fight that kind of went against Covington. I'm not saying that the things he said or did about the referee Mark Goddard were true or accurate, but I'm saying he does have a case. Like, he landed a kick on Usman that clearly wasn't low, and they allowed Usman to recover from that kick, right? Gave him like it was a low blow when it wasn't. Who knows how those things play out? I think he minimally probably deserves another chance at the fight. And now he'll have to put up or shut up, Rachel.
How do you think he fares in the rematch?
I think Kamaru Usman is going to absolutely annihilate Colby Covington, because I think Kamaru Usman is the Floyd Mayweather of MMA. I've talked about this for a long time. Floyd Mayweather in boxing was a great fighter who was undefeated, but he didn't have a lot of fans, right? For some reason, people just didn't rally behind him. But what did he do? He kept winning. Kamaru Usman has kept winning, and he reminds me of that in a way. Just like Floyd Mayweather, I think Kamaru Usman is going to continue to win and continue and eventually prove that he's the best fighter, not only in the welterweight division, but in the entire world.
Okay.
I do. I really believe that. Yeah. I think Kamaru Usman, I mean,
he's so over the top.
Did you see, okay, the first time he fought Jorge Masvidal, here's a cautionary tale for Colby Covington. It was a decision win for Usman, right? He won the fight pretty convincingly, at least 4-1, but, you know, Masvidal, remembered, had 5 days notice for the fight, so people wondered how he did in the rematch. In the rematch, he knocked Masvidal inside of his own butt. How do you even do that? How does a man wake up inside of his own butt? I don't know, but we saw it. But that's how much better, Usman, I don't jest about that, has gotten, and that's a lot shorter period of time. Yeah. He looks great. He's a great wrestler, Kamaru Usman. He's dominant, but man, he's lately become an explosive, dominant striker with maybe one of the best jabs in the sport. He's great, and I'm grateful to just watch him fight, really.
If you want to see our video where Kelsey talks more about Jorge Masvidal waking up inside his own ass, I'll link it right here. My thoughts on this fight. Okay, Usman. When I've seen him fight recently, he seemed so just 100% like he's got it all.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I see him fight, I don't see a bunch of, like, weaknesses. I don't see a bunch of, like, give and take. Especially the last time I saw him fight, he seemed just completely, absolutely dominant. And it reminds me of seeing other people fight, like Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I pronounce people's names.
Amanda Nunes. Valentina Shevchenko. When you see certain people fight, I'm like, gosh, there's just not a lot of room for somebody else to come in and win against this person, because the other person has to come in and have the talent, have the skills, and be perfect.
Yeah.
So that's what I see from Usman. Now, here's what I know about Colby Covington. I know that when he started his MMA career, he didn't have this over-the-top kind of persona.
Yeah.
He started his MMA career, and he was very good, but he was on the precipice of getting cut from the UFC. And then he kind of changed, right? He brought a little something extra where the UFC was like, well, maybe we want to keep this guy around because this is a business that depends on eyes. It's got to, like, have fans and people watching. So it's just, like, part of the game that if you can make things interesting, and sometimes the UFC can do that for fighters, sometimes fighters can do that for themselves. So what I know about Colby Covington is that he came in, and sometimes we've talked about this with Conor McGregor before, that sometimes you can forget, like, the talent and the skill somebody has because of their antics.
Right.
And so sometimes I think Colby Covington kind of gets, maybe his talent and skill gets a little bit overlooked because of his antics. Now, here's an interesting thing. If we're going to draw comparisons with Conor McGregor, we look at somebody like Conor McGregor, who's outside the cage life, has maybe led to him not being so great inside the cage. Has he lost, like, the thirst? Has he lost, like, we don't know what it is. Something seems to have changed. Can he get it back? And so Colby Covington, does he get so, like, into us? Now, I don't think he's anywhere
he's not as rich.
near the, like, where Conor McGregor is. So my thought is that he's still as good as what he's always been, and his outside-the-cage antics aren't going to get in the way of that, I hope. Although sometimes people can get lost in their personas, and if you're not focused on your training camp and what you're doing, anyway, even if he comes in just completely great, I still don't know if it's enough to beat Usman.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Matchup-wise, I think he has a tough time against Usman because both guys are really great wrestlers, right? Neither one of them shot for a takedown in the first fight. It was all standing, and it was a fun as well, and so it made it a fun fight. Colby's great standing. He's got cardio for days, but he does not have explosive power the way that Kamaru Usman has explosive power. You've seen it, Rachel, knocking out Jorge Masvidal. He knocked out Gilbert Burns. Two great heavy welterweight contenders. I just think that's what gives him the edge in this fight.
Hey, well, I'm definitely excited for UFC 268 coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, I think it's the first week in November. That's exciting.
Yeah, totally excited about that. Let us know in the comments. What do you think? Are you excited for this main event? Do you think this was a nice, like, fight announcement that we got to look forward to? Who do you think is going to win? Share, tell us all in the comments. I read all the comments. Do you read all the comments?
Mm-hmm. I get emails from all the comments.
Okay, you get the emails. I go, guys. I take time out of my day, and I remember to go back and read all those.
You're special.
I am. I'm very special. Hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We just asked you to comment, so please do that. If you're listening to this via podcast, make sure to review and subscribe, and we will see you next time, best fight friends.
Great hands emoji.
Okay.